Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Speaker Bench for CCR to Senate Bill 888.
Clerk, read.
CCR to Senate Bill 888 by copy of the Senate and Bench of the House, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Members of the House will come to order. Your attention to the Speaker. Mr. Speaker, you're recognized to present your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Senate Bill 888, as would be the reform for the tag agents around the state. This would take the politics out of the appointments in the with the tag agents. It grandfathers in the current tag agents, and there are no changes from the when the bill ran through the first time. Move adoption.
Representative Roan for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, that sounded like an echo, didn't it, Mr. Speaker? Yeah. Well, let's guarantee that there will be at least in the rural areas, Mr. Speaker, at least one tag agent per county.
I don't believe we have anything addressing that there would be a minimum tag agent per county. No, I don't believe so, Representative Roan.
You're recognized.
Now, Mr. Speaker, wouldn't you agree that would it be maybe a good idea that they did, so that people in my area would not have to say drive to Ada or Ardmore or maybe to Oklahoma City to buy a tag?
Well, I certainly think it would be nice to have the convenience of a tag agent in your area, and I think you need to find somebody that's interested in opening up shop down there, it sounds like.
Representative Roan for a follow-up.
I'm just ensuring, Mr. Speaker, what I was wanting to know. I have two in my county and one each in the other counties that I represent. But if something happened to those, would there always be an agent there?
If something were to happen to those, did you say?
Those two people that are their current tag agents, if they decided to quit, would it be any guarantee that one of those positions would be filled?
Well, there aren't any guarantees other than the fact that there would be an opening, and anyone who's interested could go through the process of opening up a tag agency.
You're recognized.
But they wouldn't be required in this bill. Any language in this bill would not require them to replace that agent, so that there would still be at least one per county.
No, I don't believe so.
Representative Smithson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Benz, along those same lines, what would be the oversight over these tag agencies, Representative Benz, if one of them was not performing their duty or had problems with it in the past? You know, the senator would deal with them and trade them out if they were being a problem or whatever. Is the tax commission going to have oversight to where they can be replaced if they're not performing their duty?
There are procedures if someone's derelict or not doing what they're supposed to be removed.
Seeing no further questions, Speaker Benj moves adoption of the CCR to Senate Bill 888. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the CCR say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 888 by copy of the Senate and Bench of the House, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative McPeak for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the Tax Commission is going to oversee this?
Correct.
Okay. And they're going to decide who receives these agencies how? How are they going to select who receives or who oversees these agencies?
Well, they have a set of criteria listed in the bill that they will follow. And now that list is already something that they have to follow when they're appointing tag agents in the urban areas. And we're just making this uniform to where it applies to all tag agents. And that's existing language. It's on page 2 of the bill.
Follow-up, you recognize?
But you're taking these out of Senate appointments, and they'll be selected by... Okay, I guess where I'm headed here then, that doesn't guarantee that the ones that are there are still going to be there. Are the same ones that are going to be doing it, they're doing it now?
No, we've grandfathered those in. The current tag agents are grandfathered in.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Okay, like in the rural agents where we have those tag agencies, we have quite often and normally our driver's license testing come in there. So if we put that under the tax commission, will we not need to pay those tag agents for their space or make some kind of arrangements with them? Because they are, that's what they do. And if they go in as a more of a, an enterprise, we not have to pay them for something on that?
Mr. Speaker, if you will suspend. Members of the House, to come to order, having trouble hearing the questions and answers, please take your seats, take your conversations outside. Mr. Speaker, you're recognized to answer the question.
Could you repeat the question, Representative Pete?
I think it might be the senators that may be causing more problems, Mr. Speaker.
Chair agrees.
The tag agencies provide an area and an opportunity for driver's license testing, normally within where they are. When we change...
Representative Pete, please suspend. Members, I know we're all shocked to see the senators working so late, but let's not make such a fuss about it. Please take your conversations outside. Give your attention to Representative McPeak. Representative McPeak, you're recognized.
All right. We'll take a third crack at this.
All right.
The tag agencies now provide a facility for the driver's license people to give their test and so on, and that may be once a week or twice a week or depending on the size of it, three times a week. Will this not require some kind of special arrangement to be made to compensate these folks for doing this when you change management of this deal?
I don't believe so, Representative McPeak. I mean, I don't, this bill doesn't really address the driver's license side of it.
Representative Fott for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I just have a quick question, and maybe Representative McPeak answered it. We've got a tag agent in Muskogee, and we've got one in Fort Gibson, and the way I read this, since they are already operating now, they will continue to be able to operate until that individual stops wanting to be a tag agent. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Representative McPeak for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would that tag agency be transferable in any way? Let's say that the Benj tag agency and the Benj Jr., can he go along with that, or is it going to cease when you, heaven forbid, die or go out of business or whatever?
Well, once the tag agent no longer operates that particular agency, then the new rules will apply. Whoever might want to apply, say it would be yourself, you would apply, tax commission would go through the process of approval.
Follow up.
Where I'm headed with this, sir, is like you have the Oldham Insurance Agency, you have the Benj Tag Agency as an example. Just because you're gone wouldn't necessarily mean that the Benj Tag Agency ceased to exist. Because does it end when you leave, or when the tag agency itself ceases to exist?
Well, it ends whenever the tag agency ceases to exist.
Follow up, you're recognized.
He will continue to operate until by reason.
Seeing no further questions, Speaker Benj moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate. Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of Senate Bill 888. Representative Pittman votes aye. Members of the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Brown votes no. Representative Copeland votes aye. Representative Ritz votes aye. Representative Wright Harold votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Bands votes aye. Representative McCullough votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Johnson votes aye. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representatives Moore, Shoemake, and Shelton, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Shoemake, do you care to vote? Declare the vote.
93 ayes, 6 nays.
Received a majority vote. Let's elect to in constant in the House of the bill to have passed. Speaker Benge now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote of the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
93 ayes, 6 nays.
Received 2/3 vote. Let's elect to in constant in the House of the emergency to have passed. Mr. Full Leader.